Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area, just watching Hurricane Dorian just as close as we can as everything evolves. Latest information, we have maximum sustained winds at 80 miles an hour. Not a whole lot of change in the forecast, but we do have some changes over the last couple hours I do want to talk about. Let's start off here. Let's look at the radar, Dennis. Let's get in here. Now, it's interesting to see. It's tough to see any sort of eye on the actual satellite, but you can sure see it on the radar. So right there is the center of our hurricane. You can see the gap in precipitation, the actual eye of the hurricane. So even though, okay, you look at this, it was Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the British Virgin Islands, even though we're past the islands, remember, some of these rain bands stretching around here can still produce a lot of rainfall overnight. So we'll still have to be careful, still rain falling in a lot of these areas. So you need to pay attention to that just in case you start getting some flash flooding and some issues. On the actual satellite, look at the convection. A real good indicator that we're getting stronger, as you can see, some of that convection, those thunderstorms, thunderstorms starting to really get high up in the atmosphere, showing some of the power of this hurricane. So the forecast, not much change, maybe a little bit further to the south in the forecast, but notice a hurricane now, this is the, you know, we start having a tropical storm force wind stretching out pretty far, so we talk about those impacts outside the cone. Keeping on in a hurricane with time becoming a major hurricane by Saturday is what we're expecting, and then continue to a major hurricane as we get really close to the Florida coastline. But one thing I want to stress very importantly is this cone. Two-thirds of the time, we could expect the center of this the storm to be somewhere in this cone. So folks in Georgia, the entire coastline of Florida is in that cone. And with the uncertainty, with the extended forecast, everybody in these areas have to be ready. Anywhere in here can get the impact. So we really don't want to focus just on that forecast track, but focus on this storm with all the impacts. So we're going to have to be ready as we get closer with time. Let's look at some of the impacts. And time is always one of the biggest questions we get is, okay, fine, when? So we have some products that really help with this. This is one of them. This is something that we call the most likely arrival of tropical storm force winds. And why is this important? When the tropical storm force winds get here, that means it's pretty dangerous to be outside. We need to have everything wrapped up. So if you look at this and take a look at the map, we could have tropical storm force winds approaching the coastline in Florida Sunday at 8 a.m. And that's something to remember. So really, we need to be wrapping things up before that. So if you think about it, by Saturday, have the plan in place. Have everything ready. Listen to the local officials. So incredibly important. And listen to the latest forecast, because this, you know, still some uncertainty in this extended forecast. So you really need to pay attention just in case things change. So the bottom line is through the Bahamas Friday and Saturday to be ready, and also by the Florida coastline by Saturday, need to have things wrapped up in your preparation. So we have a lot of impact still in Puerto Rico. We have a lot of impacts when it comes to the rain and the wind.